This is your be moment, your moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, we're continuing our series on God's timing, and we're talking about those occasions when things seem to get down to the wire. Personally, if there's one situation that really rattles me, it's when a situation gets down to the wire. But over time, I've learned to remind myself of two things. One, I serve a promise-keeping God. And two, God does His best work when things get down to the wire. This is likely because I am no longer trying to, as the saying goes, fix, manage, and control things, but I have come to a place of surrender. When I turn to the scriptures, David's life is a good example of things getting down to the wire. God made two promises to David. First, that he would be elevated to the throne, and second, that he would have an everlasting family line. Regarding the first promise, we know that David was named king, but he wasn't crowned king until more than a decade later. It's during these lapsed years when you might think maybe God rescinded his promise, or maybe he just changed his mind. But God kept his word, and David was ultimately crowned king. Regarding the second promise, God promised David that he would have an everlasting family line. On more than one occasion, David's family dwindled. It got down to the wire with just one or two family members. But in the end, David had an everlasting family line. So if things have come down to the wire for you, remember these words. But as for me, I watch in hope for the Lord. My God will hear me. Micah 7:7. Share today's message. Follow us on Instagram at Blues to Blessings and subscribe to the Blues to Blessings YouTube channel for new videos every Wednesday. So today, you serve a promise-keeping God.